In accordance with the wishes of Chaplain Malik, the men built a temporary enclosure of logs and pine burrows around the tent for a chapel service. They fitted it up in good style and called it Chapel Grove. They held their first meeting in the new church, May 29th, 1863. On the evening of the 31st, General O. Howard attended the meeting and made an address, which greatly encouraged all present. The company band played, and Chunky sang an old hymn. His voice was loud and heard by all listening, as something of beauty in the middle of a really big ugly. After this, Chunky met with the chaplain, and he was very anxious to know how he was getting along. As the water in the canteen had given out and Chunky was very thirsty, he told him that
water was scarce and hard to get, and I thought a great big drink of beer would be a good help to move a fellow along.
He was thinking of his father Jonah's good and fresh German brewed beer back home. But instead of agreeing with him, Chunky lost the friendship of the chaplain as he turned his back and walked away mumbling something to himself. One evening, an incident arose over the chaplain's refusal to take a social glass with the officers, who, along with him, had been invited to the colonel's tent. As the drinks were served, a custom which was popular amongst the officers, the chaplain refused to accept the hospitality extended. Whereupon, he was invited to take a glass of water. But this was also declined. His reasons for declining were sufficient, but apparently provoked resentment. No one wanted to argue amongst himself. It was hard enough fighting the enemy. They all agreed that the invitation was an act of courtesy, and the refusal was also proper. At this time, the regiment was still on the south side of the Rappahannock. The crossing was at the United States Ford. Chunky assisted in carrying the wounded across the river. A very heavy rain fell toward evening.